Good evening, everybody. I thought that I would tell everybody a little bedtime story. Now, it's a rather filthy story, but yet it's family friendly. So if you fancy a little bit of something different, please stay tuned, because it's very amusing and very entertaining and strangely exotic and delicious at the same time. You haven't heard from me in a while, I know. I haven't been around AudioB for quite some time. But as this was such an epic moment in my life, I thought I would come and tell you all about it. It all started this afternoon. I am not at home, I'm in Adelaide, which, for those of you who don't know, is in the state of South Australia in, well, obviously Australia. I'm here for a work trip. And generally in work trips, I am incredibly professional. I don't, you know, normally say a lot or do a lot other than work. But I was with a work colleague today working on some stuff, and we wanted to find somewhere to eat. So, of course, we got out our trusty Urban Spoon application, had a look around, and we found about 20 million different places in the vicinity. Now, I'm staying in a hotel in the city. And, of course, there's stuff within, you know, 20 metres walk of the door here. So there's a restaurant downstairs, there's a few places across the road, and there's just tons and tons of places to eat. So we found such a place. It was called Euros, and it was a sort of a Greek restaurant. They do kind of, you know, well, they call them Euros. It was kind of like a kebab thing. It was really delicious. We went there. But before we even left, we were looking at Euros. We decided we wanted to try there because it was nice and close. And then another restaurant caught my attention. It's called Chocolate Bean. Now, anything with the name chocolate in it immediately catches my attention. I have never before today been to a restaurant that specializes in chocolate things. There is one in Auckland that I've always wanted to go to ever since I was like 7. It's called Death by Chocolate, and I still haven't been there. So when I saw the name Chocolate Bean, I thought I really had to try this place. Went and had a look at the menu. Let me just read you the first item on this menu. It's called Chocolate Soup. It's dark or white. Costs $7. Quite respectable, really. The description reads, rich, liquid Belgian ganache served in a cup with fresh whipped cream on the side. Non-dairy option available. Now, of course, I'm not going for the non-dairy option. I thought, now this place intrigues me, and anything that intrigues me, I must investigate. So I asked my colleague whether it was possible for us to go there, and of course she agreed. She said that her and her partner had been there before, and it was fantastic. So of course I had to trust their opinion and their review. So we went to Euros first. I had a combination lamb and chicken Euros kebab-y thing. It was delicious. And about a litre of orange juice, apparently. And it was absolutely delicious. I thought that the night couldn't be topped by that. And then we rocked up to this Chocolate Bean. And the second item on the menu was the one that was sticking in my head. The name of this item, it's a dessert item, and it's on the light meals and desserts menu. And to me, this would be classed as a light meal. It's called Chocolate Filth. Chocolate, F-I-L-T-H. You heard me correctly. It's $20. It's their signature dish since 2004, and it contains the following. A slice of Death by Chocolate cake, 2 shots of white chocolate soup, 2 shots of dark chocolate soup, a shot of chocolate mousse, cream, some enrobed strawberries, and all drizzled with more melted chocolate filth. I couldn't go past it. I really couldn't. I tried really hard to choose something else. I tried to choose the chocolate sundae. I tried to choose the strawberry fondue, but, I mean, of course, that wasn't going to even register. I tried to choose the chocolate croissant, but that didn't really register either. I tried to choose the chocolate mousse, which, you know, it was up there, but no, I couldn't. I tried so hard to resist the temptation of this chocolate filth, but I couldn't. I mean, all through dinner, we had been making filthy jokes, and the filth jokes continued while I was ordering and consuming this chocolate filth. I must say, for a signature dish, it is the best $20 I have ever spent and will ever spend on a dessert. I have never, ever spent $20 on a dessert before in my life. I will probably never, ever be allowed to do so again. But I tell you what, it was worth every single mouthful. The plate that they brought out was an absolute masterpiece. It had this death by chocolate cake in the middle, which was a glorious, glorious mix of gooey, moist, chocolatey, rich, slide down your throat goodness. And it had shot glasses. It had, like, around this cake were these shot glasses positioned. So you had your white chocolate soup in one glass, dark chocolate soup in another glass, whipped cream in another glass, chocolate mousse in another glass, and your enrobed strawberries sort of, you know, dotted around. But they were fruit, so they didn't even register because they were fruit. And you also had like this chocolate, I would have called it even a dipper that you could dip in the whipped cream or, you know, whatever. But, you know, I just ate it by itself. It was like a flat rectangle of goodness. And it was fabulous, I must say. See, I mean, I have never gone all out and bought a dessert like that before. And it was so funny because I challenged my colleague to eat the same thing. And she did. She managed. And I mean, words cannot even describe how scrumptious that was. It was the most decadent, sinfully delicious dessert I've ever had. I must try replicating this dessert, actually, at home, because it was that good. It was that good. So, you know, I think I'm going to get into all sorts of trouble for posting this, because it's a work do. You know, you're not supposed to be having fun on work dos. But, you know, I haven't been down to Adelaide for a whole year. I love it down here. I love the people. The food, of course, is to die for. I love the weather. It's nice and dry today. I mean, this whole time I've been down here, it hasn't rained, which is a relief. And now I love the filth. I really, really do. It was really quite spectacular. So, yeah, as I said, I don't think I'll ever live this down. My colleague's partner took about 20 photos of our plates, my plate and her plate. And he's got the spectacular, this is after we finished eating, and he's got the spectacular photo from above of like this gap where the cake was and this plate with all these shot glasses around it. It just looks really awesome. You know, I would almost have that as a canvas on my wall. It's really out there crazy. But, yeah. I don't feel guilty. I don't feel bad at all. But don't tell anyone, okay? This is just between you and I, because it's really our filthy little secret, isn't it?